We are Quixie 98.3, and you're listening to Praise and Shine. In closing this morning, I want to mention something that's a very brief, but very powerful, very profound encouragement that you'll either hear from someone else, or you may end up reminding yourself of this. That brief encouragement, the words are, God's got this. There was a pastor who remembers, as a small boy, when he was learning to ride his bicycle. His father was walking alongside him when his little boy saw some girls sitting on a porch. The little boy says, Daddy, I got this. But he didn't. He realized too late he hadn't learned to balance without his father's steadying grip. He wasn't as grown up as he thought. Our Heavenly Father longs for us to grow up and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. In Scripture, that's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. But spiritual maturity is different from natural maturity. Parents raise their children to become independent, to no longer need them. But our Divine Father raises us to daily depend on Him more. Peter begins his letter by promising grace and peace through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And he ends by urging us to grow in that same grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mature Christians never outgrow their need for Jesus. Now, it's a possibility that some of us are busy slapping Jesus' hands off the handlebars of our lives, as if we didn't need His strong hands to hold us, to pick us up, and to hug us when we wobble and flop. We cannot grow beyond our dependence on Christ. We only grow by sinking our roots deeper in the grace and knowledge of Him. So let's give thanks to Jesus because He walks alongside us as we grow in our relationship with Him. This is Scott. Thank you so much for tuning in to Praise and Shine this morning on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, and have a blessed day. Take care.